You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Thank you for being with us today for this episode number 781. We appreciate it. Hope you're doing well.
Definitely do hope that you are doing well. And also, thank you very much for all of your reviews, spending some time to tell someone else about the show. Really do appreciate it. And if you have a question, don't forget to go to AskDroneU.com. Also, very special thank you to the members of the Drone U community. Really do appreciate having you in the community and helping out other people and really learning yourself, but more importantly, just kind of having that attitude of lifelong learning, as it is just so important for the success of not only yourself, but in your business over the long term. I'm just very proud of the community that has been fostered inside of Drone U. So if you're not a part of the Drone U community and you want access to 29 classes, new resources, and forms that will help you out in your drone business, or maybe you just really, really want to become a better pilot overall, you've got to check out Drone U. Just go to droneu.education and check it out. I think it's something that you'll find very valuable. If you like the content here, you like the information here, you're going to absolutely love what you find at Drone U. Again, that's droneu.education. All right, Rob, well, I'm really excited for this question today. I think it's actually something that a lot of people have been wondering about. I also think that this news adds significant value to owning a unique over DJI.
Ooh. That's big news right there. Big statement.
I think this is the key that I was waiting for to actually publish our review of this drone, so I'm happy that it's done now.
All right, well, here we go.
Gerald McGivern, Ireland. Unique have just released Pix 4D for the H520. What's the benefit of using this over the data pilot that is already provided?
Great question. Thank you for chiming in all the way from Ireland. We really do appreciate it. That's very, very cool.
If there's one show I really like or really love, it's got to be the Peaky Blinders.
The Peaky Blinders, huh?
It's not Irish, but the accent in my mind is close enough. I shouldn't talk with an accent because I'll butcher it, but I really do appreciate those accents.
Oh, man. Love them.
I also appreciate Unique stepping out of the box here and getting the Typhoon H520 available and working with the Pix 4D application. So it's talking about Pix 4D Capture, the app that you use on your iPhone, iPad. You can even download it on a Crystal Sky. You can also use it on an Android device. And what Pix 4D Capture is so good at is really calculating exactly how many pictures you need to take to create the best models and topos possible. What I love about Pix 4D is that it has multiple flight modes. In fact, it has a flight mode that no other application has, and I really, really love it, and I'm so excited that it's coming to Unique. I mean, when we did our initial Unique review back in September after InterDrone of last year, I was really excited for the Unique because I thought it could provide the one thing that DJI was really hampering down on, which was this whole turning off my drone even if I have authorization to fly in a particular area. If you guys remember, the Unique H520 does not have any no-fly zones, so it allows you to fly where you need to fly, fly where you have an authorization to fly, and fly to get work done. Now, I particularly love the Unique H520 because the actual amount of data that you get out of one particular image from that camera is more than you would get out of a Phantom 4 Pro. Now, it's really important to know that this drone is really made for industrial purposes. It is made for mapping. It is made for basic photography. It is not made for pretty pictures and videography. I think that's really, really, really important. But with Pix 4D, it allows us to get better maps and models. Data Pilot was great, but for me, I had a lot of issues with Data Pilot. Data Pilot would crash on me a lot. It would also crash on a couple of students who had the Unique H520. And then I learned that in order to update the Data Pilot app, you actually have to go in. There's another application on the tablet itself, and you have to update it to then update the Unique Data Pilot app, and you have to connect both Wi-Fis. It's kind of a cluster, to be honest with you. Like, I love the fact that they tried to implement a screen inside of their remote to make things easier for people. And I think it's a great idea. I love the fact that you can just pop on a new battery for that remote and you're still going. But for me, I can't stand Android. It just always fails. I mean, it's just, there's a reason that Legal Flyer is not on Android. And it's twofold. Number one is that everyone steals your app. And number two is that everything just tends to fail. I mean, I recently talked to someone who had this Sony phone, and I really wanted the Sony phone because it has the same 1-inch sensor.
That's crazy.
For a camera that my RX100
right.
So I was like, oh man, I would love to have a really nice camera on my phone. And I talked to this guy who's from Sweden, and he goes, yeah, but it's Android. And I just lose all my data in a year, no matter what. Like, it's one of those things.
Aren't there ways to mitigate against that?
Yeah, I mean, you could do backups, and you can have, you know, different apps. I know Verizon has its own Android app where you can backup everything. Same with T-Mobile. So there are workarounds, but again, they're just that. They're workarounds. It's not easy and it's not convenient, and that's why Apple is Apple. I mean, it literally comes down to that. So that being said, Pix4D really adds that convenience to the H520 that we haven't seen before. So now with Pix4D Capture, we can do free flight mode, we can do orbital mode, and in the orbital mode, Pix4D Capture will actually auto-calculate the tilt of the camera based off of the elevation of the area that you're flying. So if you're worried about calculating those different tilts for your camera to make sure you can create the best 3D models possible, you know, Pix4D Capture already does that for you.
It's really amazing.
It really is a fantastic application. In addition to that, it also has free flight mode. So if you're flying areas that really have a lot of complex features, a lot of complex, just interesting, unique assets to the building itself, it's free flight is the only way to really capture those difficult areas. And I think the best visual to give people is if you're ever in China or Japan and you see these old temples, mapping an older temple with all these, you know, shadowed areas due to the overhangs, and I'm not really sure what they're called. I should deep dive on some Eastern Asian architecture so I would know. But those type of buildings are a perfect example. If you're trying to get all that detail below those awnings, you've got to fly a certain way. And free flight allows you to do that. What free flight does is it automatically captures the overlap horizontally and vertically. So you're not guessing. When you're taking images of a building, you're not just taking a bunch of images and hopefully they calibrate inside of Pix4D and hopefully they're able to get the right amount of data from each image, you know, to work. What Pix4D Capture does is it takes the guesswork out of it, and it really allows you to fly however you want, because there are certain things like mapping donuts. I know that sounds really weird, but think of a donut, think of a stadium. Free flight mode was really our secret to figuring out mapping stadiums. And I think that, you know, I have a formula for mapping with free flight that I teach a lot of people at the intermediate mapping classes. I don't have anything on it online. I should probably just get it out there and get it all, you know, patented and whatnot. But I think it's really neat. When you have all these additional features with a better camera like the H520 has, you're really unlocking the true benefits, the true capability of the drone itself. And now I can finally finish my full-blown review, because what I'm going to do is actually just use Pix4D Capture on my phone and create a mission over an area, do it with the Phantom 4 Pro, and then do it with the Unique. And from there, people can have a real-world rendition. How many points am I getting? How many blocks? How many calibrated images? Is this really better data? Mm-hmm. And now you can actually do a side-by-side comparison, because before, you couldn't really do a side-by-side comparison with Data Pilot and Pix4D just because they operate differently.
It's apples and oranges, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an overused term, but I hear you saying this is basically a game changer for the Unique.
I wouldn't say game changer. I think it unlocks the potential and unlocks the possibilities. I'm actually not a big fan of that word game changer, because it's overused in the corporate world. Like, everything's a freaking game changer.
That's why I prefaced it with,
no,
this is
not
an overused comment.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's all good.
It is a...
Doesn't matter.
It is a turbo booster.
It's an upgrade over Data Pilot, for sure.
It is definitely an upgrade, but it also unlocks a lot of features that truly unlock the potential of this drone. Right. And, you know, I was really upset that I was told they had Pix 40 integration, and then here we are, and it's April, and now they finally have
it. They finally do.
What is that, 6 months later? But yeah, then again, people are mad at us for, you know, not getting the business course out fast enough and not getting these things. And we're having to adjust our systems here.
Absolutely.
We're having to adjust what we're doing to get content out faster. And, you know, that's growth pains.
It is. And it's the nature of the beast when it comes to getting these kinds of things out. But bottom line is, it's out now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to see what that review looks like and what it shows.
I am as well. Maybe I'll take some B-roll in this nasty weather we have here.
Oof, yeah. So, anyway. It's not normally what we're complaining about here in Albuquerque, but today we are.
That is so true. All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Send us some love on Twitter, Instagram, @thedroneu. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/droneu. And again, if you find this information helpful, valuable, informative, maybe you just like looking at Rob's bald head. I don't know. Either way, send us some love and share the show. Leave us a review. We really do appreciate it. We're almost to 200 reviews on iTunes, and I really, really, really would love to see us get above that. So anyway, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.